transplant, I really never thought that I would live to be 25 years old.
The Organ Donation and Transplant Association of Canada asks you to consider making the gift of life possible for the thousands of Canadians waiting for their miracle.
After the transplant, I realized that I have such a life and such an opportunity to do everything that I wanted to do that I want to do it all. I'm able to do it all.
Please talk with your family about signing an organ donor card.
I know people going through the transplant process who might have grown up ill or become ill through a defect or a disease. There is light at the end of the tunnel. There is a life that you never expected before.
Find out more at organdonations.ca or phone toll free 866-949-0003.
My goal is to somehow let everybody in the world know about organ donations and have everyone talk to their family about donating an organ.
Find out more at organdonations.ca.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Hey, get right for soul food.
Welcome to a Better Late Than Never edition of Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And for the next hour or so, I will be doing the part two for the Motown series that we've been doing just as CITR Sports kind of packs up its stuff here in the background. And the number here is 604-822-2487. Those of you on Facebook got the posting today. If that's you, you'll know that this is part two of the Motown series I'm doing once a month for every month this year and forever how long it takes to get through the golden years of Motown when the company was in Detroit before it packed up and went to L.A. in the early 70s. And so that's often referred to as the kind of glory days of the label because so much of the talent came from Detroit, although some of it came from elsewhere. And we're just going in chronological order, so we did part one last month, and that is on CITR.ca under the podcasts section. If you go into schedule and podcasts and you find Shake a Tail Feather on the Friday evening list for the schedule, you can then click on the little orange podcast symbol and pick the appropriate episode if you want to hear part one to this and any other episode. And that's true of any other show, too, by the way. If you have your favorite shows, you can do the same thing for them. My name is Jason, and this show does the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues every week between CITR Sports and midnight. So that's usually between 10 and midnight, although sometimes we start at a different time because of the previous show. If the game goes overtime or there's more stuff, then we start maybe a bit later. So never fear, if you don't hear me in real time, you can hear the show online after the fact. Number again is 604-822-2487. And I thought, well, we left off in early 1960, and Money by Barrett Strong was the big hit, the big national charts hit for Motown at that point. And there were now two imprints. There was Tamla, and there was Motown, after which the company was named. And along with that came a succession of new artists. You already had Marv Johnson, you had Eddie Holland, you had Mary Wells, you had the Miracles, you had a whole bunch of other folks. But 1960 and 61 saw a number of other folks join as well, as we'll hear tonight. The Miracles were one of the kind of great standbys. They were doing fairly well for themselves on this label, although their first big hit was still some weeks away. But this was one of the first truly national releases when Motown finally had the resources to distribute nationally. This is a song called Way Over There.
flash and gone. You really don't need him. No, what makes you love him instead of me? Oh, darling.
Time of day, I'm gonna love you any other way. No one but you can thrill me like you do. No one can make me feel the way you do. If times get hard,
it definitely is you. That was Herman Griffin, husband of Mary Wells, actually, who was already beginning to record for the label around the same time. It's You was a B-side of another song that was called True Love. So sometimes I play the B-sides just to kind of shake things up. And previous to that, we heard Singin' Sammy Ward, with a song called What Makes You Love Him, one of the kind of bluesier. They did a lot of kind, I guess what you could call a very bluesy rhythm and blues style in the very beginning. They had a handful of artists who sang and played in that style, but over time they kind of pushed that by the wayside and moved on with other styles of music. The other artist who did that, of course, is Mabel John, who we heard on the last part of the show. And before Singin' Sammy Ward, we heard The Miracles with Way Over There. That was a national release. Their previous releases were released on a domestic level, I should say, meaning they were really, or local, probably a better way of putting it, meaning they were marketed distributed, Detroit, Midwest, really not much further than that. If they went further than that, often it was because another label had picked them up. For example, the very first song by Marv Johnson, Come to Me, from early 59, was licensed out to United Artists. And of course, United Artists was a record label that could afford to distribute a song all over the country. In the case of Barrett Strong's Money, another label called Anna, which was run by Berry Gordy's sister, picked up the song and got the song further in terms of being distributed in various parts of the country, and hence it became a national hit on the national R&B and pop charts, as it were. And so the very next step, of course, was to get somewhere into the top 20 or more. And the Miracles were brought into the studio to record a song called Shop Around, which was done a particular way. And it was released. It didn't really go very far. It actually got a Canadian release, too, on the Canadian label called Rio, which distributed a lot of American pop and soul music at that particular point. But it didn't go anywhere, and at some point, Berry Gordy woke up in the middle of the night, somewhere around 2 or 3 in the morning, and came up with a completely different arrangement in his head for the song, so he hustled everybody in, and everybody made it into the studio except for, I think it was the piano player, if I'm not mistaken. So somebody else had to substitute for him, and they re-recorded the whole song, and that song was given a national release, and it did very, very well. So we're going to hear Shop Around, first the regional version. Then we're going to hear the national version, one that, if you've heard this song, you're probably more familiar with. And then we'll hear the B-side of Shop Around, which was a song called Who's Lovin' You, a song that would be done by many, many Motown artists, but this was the first time it was recorded. This was in 1960. And you're listening to this on Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, it's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a hand down, keep your freedom for as long as you can. My mama told me, you better shop around. Shop, oh shop, yeah, you better shop around.
Shop around.
Uh-huh, there's some things that I want you to know now. I just as sure as the wind's gonna blow now, the women come and the women gonna go now. Before you tell them that you love them so now. My mama told me, better shop around. Oh yeah, you better shop around.
Shop around.
I try to get yourself a bargain, son. Don't be sold on the very first one. A pretty girl's come a dime a dozen. I try to find one who's gonna give you true loving. Before you take a girl and say, my mama told me, you better shop around. Better shop around. Oh yeah, you better shop around. Oh, I don't let the first one get you. Oh no, cause I don't wanna see you with you. Oh, before you let them hold you tight. Oh, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around.
After me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
When you know. without love is oh so lonely. I don't think that I'm gonna make it. Well, my life, all my love belongs to you only. Come on home, girl. Come on and take it, because all I can do since you've been gone is cry. And if you ever wonder and worry your pretty little head about what I do, don't you know I sit around all with my head hanging down and wonder, is loving you?
The Miracles with Who's Loving You, that being the B-side of Shop Around. It was actually the B-side of the regional version, and when they yanked that and replaced it with a newly recorded version that was distributed nationally, then that was the B-side of the new version of the same song, which became started climbing the charts around Christmas of 1960, and by early 61 it was way up there in the top 10. And that is R&B, that is pop as well as R&B charts, which certainly signified a crossover. So we heard both versions of Shop Around, just so you could hear the difference. And then we heard Who's Loving You after that. And you're listening to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. It is 11:30, which means we're on for a little bit more this evening. And next week, we will be, as this is Black History Month, February, and of course, Motown was probably the most successful. In fact, it was the most successful black-owned record label, certainly of its time, and certainly even since then, it's quite an act to follow. But before Motown really, really got going, there was another label that certainly was poised to do much the same, although it didn't do that. It wasn't in the cards. The organizational and financial difficulties kind of overcame them, and by the mid-60s they were finished. And of course I'm talking about VJ Records, and so next week's show will be dedicated entirely to that label, as we were doing last week. We were listening to some other black-owned labels from later in the 60s and early 70s that were very, very small indie labels, but had a lot of really impressive stuff. Well, VJ was an independent label, but it was not a small one by any stretch. It was based in Chicago. It had a tremendous pool of talent to draw on, and it at one point had a great deal of resources to be able to distribute their songs all over the country. They distributed for other labels. They were the first American company to take an interest in the Beatles, and lost the legal rights to them sometime after that. And I don't know. I don't know if that's really responsible for VJ's demise afterwards, but certainly they could have been doing very well hadn't it been for a number of factors. But anyway, we'll hear the whole story as well as a number of great songs from that particular label, which lasted much of the 50s and half of the 1960s, so there was a fair bit. So that's next week on Shake a Tail Feather between 10 and midnight. The number here is 604-822-2487. Another band, or another individual who was making his presence known around Motown at this point, was Popcorn Wiley, who passed away last fall. But him and his band had been recording before they joined the Motown team. But here's a song that was a B-side from their single from mid-1960. This is a song called Shimmy Gully. Thank you.
Then you take some jelly juice and you pour it down your leg. You take some red ants and you shake them in your pants. And when they start to biting, boy, you really will dance to the shimmy, shimmy gully. Yeah.
Shimmy gully.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Shimmy, shimmy gully. You take some shimmy powder and you scrape it on your head. Then you take some jelly juice and you pour it down your legs. You take some red ants and you shake them in your pants. And when they start to biting you, you really will dance to the shimmy.
A chill
down my
when your lips
close to mine.
You know it's love
about.
And when it hit me, you know it hit me.
Yeah,
it hit me.
Yeah,
it hit me.
Yeah,
it hit me.
Yeah.
Oh, love hit me like a whirlwind.
Like a whirlwind.
Thank you.
corruption. I tried to please you, but still you broke my heart. When all I wanted was for you to do your part. There'll be no grieving, no one will deceive me. I've got a notion.
Sorry for me. Oh, baby, yeah. That game of love we played, I didn't know why I lost. But I was soon to realize why. Because I had been blind by your little lies. In my eyes, oh, so you go your way and I'll go mine. Leaving my pillow sometime, baby, salty and bright. You keep me crying. No, 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 baby. No, no, my baby. Don't feel sorry for me.
What your mama told you. My mama said, don't cry now, girl. I'm gonna tell you what to do. And then she said, don't wait till he makes up his mind now. Put your foot down and get him in line now. Let him know that you can't wait around now. You've been his girl for a long, long time now. My mama told me, don't let him shop around. Say that love is blind now. He's been fooling you.
of me now. Hold him tight, don't let him retreat now. Make sure that your kisses are sweet now. My mama told me, don't let him shuffle around.
Kid about science, Barney. Some of the greatest inventions were discovered by accident. Let's see. Two drops of concentrated sassafras and a dash of mango juice. That's what it needed. Now to blend all the secret ingredients together. Success after 411 tries.
You can invent the future. BC Hydro is looking for energy conservation ideas. If you have an idea on how to get people to use less electricity, tell us. You could win $2,500. Visit inventthefuture.ca to learn how to submit your idea or to vote for your favorite submission. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
And, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. It's 10 to midnight. And, short show, but we'll be back again next week between 10 and midnight to bring you more of the best in classic soul and rhythm and blues on Shake a Tail Feather. My name is Jason, and we just heard an example of an answer song. These were really popular then. You don't really get them so much these days, or at all, actually, from what I've heard. You might get them, but... I guess they just, then they were a fad. Someone would release a song that would become a huge hit, so someone would release another song that sounded like it was not only trying to cash in on the first song, but actually seemed like an answer to that hit. And, of course, the hit was Shop Around, and this song we heard by kind of a middle-of-the-road pop singer named Debbie Dean that was signed to Motown in 1961 with a song called Don't Let Him Shop Around. Before that, we heard Jimmy Ruffin with his debut on a new Motown imprint called Miracle. Now, this particular imprint was around maybe for about a year, but its whole idea was to, whereas the other groups and artists were becoming established on Tamla and Motown, Miracle was for all of the, fresh signees to the label, of which Jimmy Ruffin was one of many. Don't Feel Sorry for Me was that one. Unbelievably, that didn't chart, but Debbie Dean's did chart, although only at 92 pop. Before Jimmy Ruffin, we heard Henry Lumpkin with I've Got a Notion, Mary Wells with the B-side of Bye Bye Baby, a song called Please Forgive Me, Barrett Strong with a song called Whirlwind, and of course Popcorn and the Mohawks with Shimmy Gully. So long set there, but we're going to continue on for the next little bit. Until midnight, when the next show takes over. I like the scribbles. The number here is 604-822-2487, and that is for requests for songs and requests for shows. If you have an idea for a show, feel free to pass it along. And in between shows, you can email me at moresoulmusic@yahoo.ca with the same. This is Little Eva. Now, that's not the same Little Eva that did a song called The Locomotion. This was a different Eva. Her name was spelled I-V-A, not E-V-A. credited to Little Eva and her band. This was a song called Continental Strut.
You're the whole lot of women. You're best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money. That's what I want. I need money. Oh, yeah, that's what I want. Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need money. That's what I want. That's what I want. Oh, yeah, that's what I want.
Satin Tones with Tomorrow and Always. Speaking of answer songs, that was an answer, of course, to the Shirelles' Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, which was actually was on the charts at the same time that this song was actually recorded and released. Before that, Richard Wiley, yeah, also known as Popcorn Wiley, and his band with their version of Money, That's What I Want. Before that, the Gospel Stars. Now, they had begun to sign gospel artists to the label, the Motown label, at that point, although within a year they would actually launch another imprint called Divinity, which would be specializing in gospel releases for about a year until it was discontinued. And we heard He Lifted Me by them. And before that, the Supremes with their debut. They were still a quartet at that point, although not for much longer. A song called I Want a Guy, featuring a keyboard instrument called an Ondioline, which was used on a lot of early 60s pop at Motown and a lot of other places too. It was just one of those kind of faddish instruments. I think a lot of lounge music used that instrument as well. Before that, we heard The Contours, A Whole Lot of Woman. That was their debut at Motown. They would eventually wind up on an imprint called Gordy, which would be launched the following year in 62. Another example of a regional version of a song. They did re-record that for national release afterwards. And Little Eva and her band, although she wasn't actually singing on that, certainly her band was playing a song called Continental Strut. And that's it for tonight. A short but sweet show. Next week we'll be back again between 10 and midnight to Shake a Tail Feather, the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues, every Friday between 10 and midnight following CITR Sports. My name is Jason, and Chris will be in with I Like the Scribbles momentarily. And in between shows, you can let me know about requests or any ideas for shows or songs. I'll be sure to get around to them at some point, hopefully sooner. I can certainly dig around through my collection or that of the radio stations or that of any number of public libraries and find something. You can email me at moresoulmusic@yahoo.ca. You can also post on the Facebook group for Shake a Tail Feather. You can find that by keying in the phrase Shake a Tail Feather on Facebook to find the group, and you can join. And yeah. That's it for this week. So until next week, see you then.
a long time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
That's one small step for man.
So vote
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.